Okay, the Divrei Torah tonight are Lili Nishmat Tzvi Elimelech Ben Yitzchak and Eliyahu Ben Shmuel and Yisrael Aaron Ben Chaim Pinchas. All right, don't show me Shav Aliyah. In this week's parsha, there's another census. As Rashi explained, there's a shift of leadership. Like when you hand sheep from one shepherd to another, right? So just like the shepherd, initially got the number of sheep he's responsible for. They all have to be accounted for. If he passes on to another shepherd, the other shepherd also is accountable. So he has to know the amount of sheep that were entrusted to him. So also in this week's parasha is another topic is how the transition of leadership is passed over to Yoshua. Yoshua gets his smicha, the samachta yadav olav from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why, because there was this transfer of leadership, there has to be this census, except that they broke it up into families. So right? So Rashi explains that they broke up the families, but they all say that's really the shame ka, right? That's talking about literally family purity, right? That we're friends here, purity of the race, racial purity. The Umasom could not believe that's possible because the Mitzrim were sholed over Amisol totally. If they could make the husband go out to work and stay out all day and all night, if they're sholed in the guf, so they're certainly sholed in their wives. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I put my divine name Ka. Right, and that's Shifte Ka Edus Be Yosef. Right, we say in the Shir Shoyom, that we said today, right, that these are the Shvatim of Ka. Right, that Edus Be Yosef, that Akash himself attests to their purity. So here's the question: first of all, why that divine name, right, the name Ka, and why is it backwards? Right, so the name is Ka. Right, Hey Yod is not a divine name. Right, so, but I put the hay first and the yud at the end. So how does that work? So to understand all this, what this has to do with the transition of power that's taking place, and this is all in the context of the opening of the parasha, is that after Pinchas did what he did, so he now becomes a kohen. So Zohar says something very interesting, that there's a certain mechanics to it. It wasn't magic how Pinchas became a Kohen. Because initially, who were the Kohanim? It was Aaron, Nadav, Vavil, Elazar, Visamar, right? Aaron Ubanov. So like Rashi explains, the kuna was given to Aaron Ubanov, but not to the grandchildren. And Pinchas was born already. It's only the children that will be born to Nadav, Avil, Elazar, Visamar. Later, after they become Kohanim, are born as Kohanim. Pinchas was born already, so he wasn't a Kohen, right? But now what happened, right? So we know Nadav, Avil, they died by Krivim H. Zorah. So the Zohar says like this, that at the time that Zimri went to complete the task of killing the head of Shevet Shimon in front of everybody, in front of his whole shevet, pretty courageous act. He dropped dead from fright. He expired. And the neshamas of Nadav Avihu were in the area, and they entered his body, and they reanimated him. They brought him back to life, and mikoch, their neshamas that were nisaber in him, he was able to complete the act, and that's why he's a kohen. There's, let's say, the raw mechanics of it. Is that he has the neshamas of Kohanim inside of him right now. None of Avi are inside of him. They were Nisaber and Pinchas, and now he's a Kohen because he has the neshama of a Kohen. He gained that in addition. So we have to understand there must be some type of connection between what Pinchas did and whatever was the chet of Nadav Avihu, because they get their tikkun through him. Right, this is how they get their second chance to put things right, you know, they through being becoming a part of him. And we know that this is not where it ends. You know, this goes on. Pinchas Ze'elio, and that's brought down Kisvei Ari, Ona Hashem Moshiana, Ona Z Roshei Tevis, Elio Nadav Aviv. That's we're davening in the schos of Elio, who were initially Nadav Aviv, and by becoming incorporated in Pinchas, you know, that subsequently wound gave us Elio Anavi. There's amazing things. And so there's another amazing thing in this week's parasha that begs explanation. We have the story of Benos Tzlofchad. They come and they present their claim that there's no male child, so they should get the Yerusha. So, you know, it says, Rakav Moshe's Mishpatan Lifnei Hashem. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll bring the case before the Ribbono Shel Olam, see what he paskins. So Rashi over there in the second shot says something very that needs to be understood. He says, Ruy Oysa Parsha Li Kosev Al Yedei Moshe. This parsha of, you know, Bnos Tzlofchad should have been written by Moshe. Zachu Elu V'nichtava Al Yodan. Right? There were Zochas written through them, was Megalva and Schusai De Zakai. What do you mean? Who wrote it? Who wrote it in Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died, right? He wrote it, Al Pi Hashem, right? Who got the Nevuah, right? For, you know, they didn't get the Nevuah. Moshe got the Nevuah. So what do you say about this parasha, right? That it's called, there was Nichtava Al Yodan. What was the Nichtava Al Yodan? Right, they presented a shaila, and then, and Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, got his nevuah from Hashem, and subsequently wrote it in the Sefer Torah on the day that he died, Al Pi Hashem. So why is it called Nichtav Al Yod? So the idea is like this: as we said, there's a the real center point of what's happening this week's parsha is there's going to be a transition of power. You know, from Moshe to Yoshua. So it's, in effect, happens. Yoshua is nominated, you know, appointed to be the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there's a qualitative difference between Moshe and Yoshua, as much as Yoshua was his right-hand man and was Mishamishim constantly, Yeshua Nar, Lo Yomishim Mitocha O. But there is a categorical difference between them, between Moshe and any leader that ever came afterwards. And I'm talking about in the Hanhoga of Torah. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one and only that was ever licensed to say, Al Pi Hashem, Hashem told me this is what the Torah says, or this is what the Torah means. Right? Anybody after Moshe Rabbeinu who would do such a thing, says, I'm telling you this dalacha. I have Ruach HaKodesh. I know that this dalacha. What do you do with a person like that? Right? God told me this is dalacha.
You
have Nevi'im. What? You have Nevi'im. A Navi says, name of God, God told me this is the halacha. Kill him on the spot if you had a Cheskas Navi. You know, Stam a guy, you know, every Meshuggah. No. There's a guy who had a Cheskas Navi because, you know, if it's Stam a nut, it's Stam a nut. Right? We're not talking about, you know, this is a guy who God established as a Navi. Right? Kidi ber Sora, right? He's speaking Sheker. Can't be. Lo bashamayim. Because ever since Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And this is a Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, right? Right? And Avi is not allowed, right, to use his Nevuah, you know, to either be Machadish in Torah, say something new that we never heard, or even to be Machriya the Halacha, right? Kosh came to say something new. Right, a Navi could tell you to do a Horas Shah. Horas Shah means that the halacha is the halacha. This is an emergency, you know, an emergency procedure, but the Torah itself has not changed in any way. Like Elio sacrificing on Har HaKarmel, that's Horas Shah. That means the Etzem halacha remains intact and unchanged. This is what we do on an emergency basis. Right? And it's very interesting, it's very nice that the Rambam, you know, what he wrote earlier in life was the Pirush HaMishnayos. He says very nice Loshen when the Rambam lays out this difference that there is ever since, you know, after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, you know, the way the Hanukkah is going to be, from that point onwards, Mashe Yasu Ravina V'Ravashi, Hu Mashe Yasu Yehoshua V'Pinchas. It's Lashon HaRambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Right, puts the two together. Yehoshua and Pinchas, like in this week's parasha, what Ravina and Rav Ashi do, that's the way Torah works ever since the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the one prophet in history that could tell you, Al Pi Hashem, right, that this is the halacha, this is Torah. His nevuah is Torah. This is not the case from that point onwards. Right? So, which means that, and that's what the Gemara says in Temura, right, that after, after Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot 3,000, many, many halachas of Temura, Daf Tezayin, Daf Yudzayin, right, they forgot so many, many halachas and Kal V'chomer and Dikduk Dei Sofrim. And they asked Yehoshua, okay, bring this back for us. He says, I can't. Lo b'shamayim he. Right? Achech ziram asneo ben knaz bepilpulo. That's the way it works. It works with pilpul. So now you understand the interesting, you want to quantify, this difference. It's sort of like this between day and night. And it's an amazing medrash in Parshas Bereishis that darshins the five times it says or. By the creation of light, connected to Hamisha Chum Sheitara, right? Yehi Or is Bereishis, Vayi Or is Shmos Yotzu Me'afelo Lo'ira, by with the Gula, right? Vayokim is Or Kitov, is Sefer Vayikra, because Yeshbo Mitzvahs Merubis, and then it says Vayavdel Elokim, Ben Ha'or Uben Achoshech, Zu Sefer Bamidbar, that's Mafrish, Ben Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, Levor Dor Boye Ha'oretz. Sefer Bamidbar, at the beginning of the Sefer, we're dealing with the door that left Mitzrayim in their first year in the desert, second year, right? And with a few parshas later, we're dealing with the door of 40 years later, and that's called to be Mavdil Ben Ha'or Uben Achoshech. Right? Now, if the medrash is to be kept symmetrical, Ben Or Ben Achoshech is Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim to Dor Boy Arts, that means Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim is Or, right? And Dor Boy Arts is Choshech. Now, the shtim's amazing, but we have to connect the dots, right? The shtim's very, very well, right? With the, what Chazal say on this week's parasha, Gemara Bav Basar Kamadumani, V'nasatcha. Mesata mehotcha olav, put some of your glory. Mehotcha velo kol hotcha. Sekenim shebosador ayu omrim pnei Moshe kpnei Chama upnei Yoshua kpnei Levana. Moshe's face, he shines like the sun, right? Yoshua's face, he shines also, but like the moon. So we know es hashemesh, mora gadol lememshelas hayom, es a mora katan lememshelas halayla. Yeshua shines like the moon because the door by arts is called darkness. Right? So it's like a fits, it aligns. This door is called Or, so the Shemesh, right? The Chamash Sholet, is Moshe by the Or, and the Levon is Moshe by the night. So, because the Pshat is like this, when you have to use Drushes and Pilpul, right? You're groping. You're experimenting. Now, we go with these tools because the Torah endorsed these tools, right? So whoever comes out with the drushes and the pilpulim, we're so mech that we were, mechavin la'amita shel Torah, because that's what the Torah said to operate, right? But it's eno dome, right, to the behirus, right, the clarity of hearing it, mi piya gvura. Right? So the Hanoga under Moshe Rabbeinu, you get it all directly in piya gvura, is no sveikas. But it also means the other way. There can't be machloikas. Right? That's what the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Mamrim. Kol davar sheyesh bo machlokes biyadua she'eno mimoshe. Any machlokes in Shas, in the Shitas HaRambam, is not, legabe, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? On that, there's no sveikas. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu had no suffix, he taught it over, just one way. Where did Machlokas come from? After Moshe Rabbeinu, when new Shilas arise, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. So in Pilpul, there's not always one result. Beishamai, Beisil, they're working with the same intellectual tools. They both have the same toolbox. They come up with different results, right? The Machlokas is in all the Ishtalshus of Torah after Moshe Rabbeinu, things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not teach us one way or the other. These are the new Shilas. That's where Machlokas comes from. And of course, that's because that's the darkness, that's the suffix. But we say that since we played by the rules and we did it the way the Rebbe Shem said, Al Pi Moshe, these are the tools you're going to use. That's why we say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, right? Because everyone, you know, conducted the experiment correctly. And that's why, because everyone's equal, has equal academic standing because they each one used the tools that we were meant to use. Marashiva Zichrono Livracha, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, used to say a beautiful mashal on this, you know, for El Vel Divel Kim Chaim. Basic algebra, guys. X squared is equal to 4. What's X? Only 2? Minus 2. Minus 2 also. It's true. It's true. Minus 2 times minus 2 equals positive 4. All right? It's true. Ninth grade, guys. You guys don't have a Regents diploma. Right? It's true. Right? Academically, you know, they both solve, you know. But of course, you know, and even so, halacha kedivrei beis hillel, because negative 2 is not a practical answer. We don't live in a universe of negative integers. It's all theoretical. So that's how you could have, you know, that's why it makes sense. Elu ve'elu divrei kim chaim, but still halacha kedivrei beis hillel, because even though from an academic standpoint they're equally valid, right, there's a more practical answer. That's why halacha could be like 1. So you're going to use the 2 and not the negative 2, right? And this is all, you know, this hanhaga is called choshek. You're working with pilpul, you're guessing. That's why you can get different results. And when you don't have a, you know, we can't be machri, and so then we have to go achrei rabim latos. So this is how the hanhaga is changing. That right now, you know how it's going to work? Things are going to work bottom up, right? We have a suffix. We don't go to God with our sveikus anymore, right? We have to work things down out on earth. Right, that is the fundamental difference. It's called living in the darkness of Olam Hazeh, right? The darkness of the and now let's go quickly full circle. The Gemara Menachah says, "Ki b'ka Hashem tzor olamim." With the name Ka Hashem created two worlds, right? The Olam Elyon was created with the letter Yud, and the Earth was created with the letter Hey, right? And that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the name Ka, right? That said that, you know, because the name co-represents that the universes are linked, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even I from heaven, I'm watching the Jewish people that they don't assimilate. But over here, there's an amazing thing. What's going to be dominant? What's going to be dominant is the Hanhaga on earth. When Moshe Rabbeinu is alive, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Shemayim, and he teaches us the Torah of Shemayim, right? The whole Hanhaga under Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemayim is dominant. Under Yoshua, right, the door bayarts, it's bottom up. So kayadua, another thing about the yud and the hey, right, is that the ish has the yud, isha has the hey, and that's what the Zohar says in Parshas Chayisara, right, that, you know, that the in the integrated unit between man and woman, that as how they're like one person, in the integrated unit, he's like the neshama and she's like the guf, that's beside ishto kegufo. Right, we don't say it the other way. Ba'ala kegufo, no, he's like her neshama. Ishto kegufo, isha ksheira, osa rotzon ba'ala. If you're allowed to say that in this generation, right? Because that's the relationship between guf and neshama. It does the rotzon. The guf does the rotzon of the neshama. Right, but over here it's called Benos Tzlavcha took initiative. The isha, earth, and it was about the oretz. It's the earth taking initiative. The woman taking initiative. So something was a little bit different over here. Even though, of course, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who got the Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who wrote it in the Torah, Pi Hashem, but it was in response to Benos Tzlavcha raising the question. And so the Torah credits it to their credit, even though, because it started on earth. And that's called Nichtav Al Yodam, they were the catalyst. Because Bedera Klaud's Vayedav Hashem Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe into all Moed, or, you know, and gives him, so it starts from heaven. Over here, it started from earth. All right, an amazing thing about this halach of Kanoim Pogimbo, right? 1 minute again, right? This halach of Kanoim Pogimbo, it's halach of Ein Morin Kein. You know, it has to be spontaneous. If you ask the Rav, you want to do it top down. I want to get my orders. He's not allowed to answer you. He's not allowed to tell you to do it. It's extra, kind of extra legal. It's done without a Sanhedrin. It has to be done. The Kanoi has to do it on his own initiative. Really, you know, I don't want to get too technical right now, but the guy who's, you know, you're allowed to kill him when he's in the act, he's not Chayav Misa Be'etzim. If you get prosecuted by Bezdin, he walks, right? If after the Pirish to aid him, say this is what he did, but Farisa, he walks, right? It's a special spontaneous din that the Kanoi, bottom up on his own initiative, the Rav's not allowed to tell him to do it, and if he asks the Rav, the Rav's not allowed to answer, right? And this was a tikkun. What none of Avihu did was they took matters into their own hands. And that's what Chazal say, Rashi brings it, they were mor halacha b'fnei Rabban, right? And that wasn't the time. They were lived under Hanog of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're supposed to take orders. And that's what Chazal say. They said, Masa yamusu shnei skenim elu. They were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to pass on, and Hanog passed to them. But you live under Moshe Rabbeinu, things work top down, you don't take initiative. But what Pinchas did, this special halacha of taking initiative, Kanoi, you know, does not supposed to ask, supposed to take action on his own. Bottom up, this was a tikkun for the passion of Nadav Avihu. They wanted a hanhaga like that, but it wasn't the right time, right? They had to do everything al pi Moshe and not take do ashalo tziva. And that's the secret, that Nadav Avihu find their tikkun in Pinchas because their passion of wanting to take initiative and do things on their own. The time had not come, but the time had come with Pinchas, and that's why they were in this Abraham and they found their tikkun with him. Okay, we'll stop here.